索的世界。
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONI for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome, as always, to another fun Thursday of Sour Girl. Who's excited? Because I know I sure am. Today, we have a very fun selection of songs picked out for you. I've curated some of the most well-known bands from the 90s and procured some of their greatest hits and some not-so-great hits to play for you guys tonight. Because I know that everybody loves some, like, 90s classics, you know, Deftones, System of a Down, Chevelle, all that jazz. So, without further ado, I'm going to get into my first song, which is Mascara by the Deftones, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about that one after, so enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. bad. It's too bad. It's too bad. You're married to me.
Right, so as I'm sure many of you know, that was the Deftones, one of the most influential and prominent bands of the 90s. Well, maybe not influential, but they have an incredibly large fan base and have recently gained a huge resurgence within my age group and even like younger teens. They're huge now. They're touring all the big, big festivals like Sick New World and all that jazz. So it's really cool to see bands from the 90s like the Deftones still be in like huge prominence today. They were literally my mom's favorite band of all time for like most of her life. She's seen them like 2 or 3 times, so I'll always equate the Deftones to my mom, so shout out mom. Next up, we have a band that I personally love and were one of my introductions to, I guess, like metal. And I've actually played a few of their songs live back when I was in high school. I was in this live music club and I performed aerials on bass, so really fun. This is System of a Down with their most popular song, Chop Suey, which is a masterpiece in of itself. And I hope you guys freaking love it.
Falling to your hands, I commend my spirit. Falling to your hands. Tradition. This will break our vision.
Meet me in outer space. We could spend the night, watch the earth.
Right, guys, that was the very infamous song Stellar by Incubus. I absolutely adore Incubus. I think that they're an incredible band. I have an Incubus shirt. Their album, Make Yourself, is just so catchy. And honestly, I prefer their earlier work, such as like their self-titled first album. That album is so fun. And it's like kind of funky. So I definitely recommend that album if you're looking for a fun like summer album, as summer is coming up soon. Next up, I have a group that honestly is not popular at all, but I really wanted to play this song because I really like it. This is the song Windows Down by a band called Silent Majority. It's just a really fun, really nice song that I figured fit the themes of the episode, so I wanted to spotlight them. This album is from 1997, I believe, so fits in the 90 theme, so enjoy!
We'll be right back. was still there. The names of the other ones were faded, but the names of the other ones were faded. So I touched them up the best I could, try to make everything the way it was, but they would stick to the side of the rusty train, just like painting up in the rain.
Outside of you comes into focus, collapses away, loving you. And hands to the glass and eyes to sky, glued to the south, she waits to see. She's looking for birds she met last fall, who said they would come back different than all. She's waiting for six who know about sound, who promised to come back upside down.
makes everything else look like you. So hand me the glasses, teach me to use them, show me the window I wanna look to.
Okay.
Okay. So that was the song, obviously, Ava Adore by the Smashing Pumpkins. Fun fact about this song, it's part of the reason why I'm named Ava. I actually, despite people who know me personally and listen to the show, a lot of you on radio might not even know. Yeah, my name is Ava, and I was partly named after this song. So it not only has significance to me, but also the Smashing Pumpkins reigned as one of the most prominent to this day 90s bands. They're very culturally significant, Billy Corgan himself, and their music has just been impactful for the last few decades. So it was very important for me to play that track for you guys. Next up, we have a less acclaimed band, but one I hold in very high regard. This is the band Failure, which I actually played a new release from their album last week. This is their hit classic, Stuck on You, which I actually had mentioned, so maybe that's why I decided to play it this week, maybe not. So I'm going to fade that one in, and I hope you guys absolutely love it. Stuck on You till the end of time.
When you be there, No, I don't care. Hey, I got Penny.
See, there comes a time you just gotta ask yourself, steady or not? I mean, do you want to be Johnny Steady? Don't think that away, but I honestly believe that 1 month should be just about enough. Well, first of all, let's see if they did a boy named Johnny a few times. One day, Johnny asked.
Three important rules for breaking up. Don't put off breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation only makes it worse. Tell him honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up a elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, he'll make friends.
Being attractive is the most important thing there is. If you want to catch the biggest fish in your pond, you have to be as attractive as possible. Make sure to keep your hair spotless and clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him he liked his article in the newspaper.
I'm the star. I got my own car.
I propose we support a 1 month limit on going steady. I think it would keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. I think if you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your 1 month limit. He won't mind, he'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again.
I'm sure he'll like it, everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel, what a good idea. You can keep your time to yourself, you don't need date insurance. You can go out with whoever you want to. Every boy in the whole world should be yours. If you'll just listen to my plan, the teenage guide to popularity.
Thank you. Complicity.
All right. So that was a cover of the song Savory, initially created by the band Jawbox. But it was, interestingly enough, recorded dually by Deftones and a band called Far. Far is actually really good and very underrated. They have this song called Mother Mary that I really like. I discovered them when I was around 15, I would say. I really like that track. I think it's really good. So I wanted to play Savory, though, because it's more well-known, obviously, because Chino did vocals on the track. Because I believe, and mistake me if I'm wrong, I believe that it was Far, like, their bassist, their drummer, their guitarist, and their singer, and just Chino's vocals. So that's really interesting. So if you guys like that one, it is a cover. And the Jawbox initial version is really good, too. So, you know. Anyway, we've come up to our last song for the night, sadly. I can't believe this is the second to last episode of the semester. Like, what do you mean Sour Girl's almost done for the first year? Like, what? How can you guys believe that Sour Girl's already been going for a whole year already? Like, that's incredible to me. And I hope and plan on doing so much more next year. So I hope you guys will stick with me through my transition from my first year radio station hosting to my second year. Last up, we have a new release by one of my favorite 90s bands, a band called The Toadies, or just Toadies. They released this album, I believe, last week. It's called The Charmer, and this is one of the songs off of that album. This is the track I Walk a Line. I hope you guys enjoy it because it's very reminiscent of their old music from the 90s. So, that's that. Enjoy.
Scattered to the ends of the earth. Well, I scramble to find a little piece of mind as I walk on and question my worth. I walk a line.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that track because it was, unfortunately, our final song of the night. Again, that was the song I Walk a Line by the Toadies, a new release from a week ago. Thank you, as always, for listening this Thursday. It always means a lot to me to have my friends and family and strangers tuning in through their cars, radios, and whatever else it may be. Next week, we will be back, so sadly, for my final episode of the year. But before that, I just want to announce on Tuesday at 7 a.m. sharp, I will be hosting a special episode for our radio station event called Radiothon, where it's 24 hours of nonstop DJing. For that episode, Tuesday, 7 a.m., I will be playing a lot of chill music because who's functioning and awake at 7 a.m.? I know I sure won't be, and I'm sure you won't either. But please be sure to tune in for those last two. It would mean the whole entire world to me. So without a further ado, thank you as always, and good night.
I want to save them. Get back to mycelium. I thought we knew what we were doing. And I was just so cold at first. But after all that moving around, I start to warm up to the feeling. I really put my back into it.
Double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived.
Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.